When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Trust and believe. Trust and believe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm going to end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are. Places. My back, my lower back, my neck, and my left knee is a little shot, but
my neck, my back,
my knee,
man,
you want to have a jump back into it?
Yeah. What was your biggest surprise? Like, what surprised you most?
About the race or just in general?
Or just in general, the race or the experience?
I think the one thing that surprised me was that, like, the finish line came up on me when I was, like, didn't think it was anywhere near me, which made me realize that I was really, like, focused and not worried about the distance. I was just, like, I didn't count what obstacle we're on. I just was, like, if you're committing to it, you got to do it. But I think the thing that surprised me the most was, like, how I overcame that cold ass water, because that is like my biggest, hugest, other than skydiving, getting in cold water is the worst thing that you could ever make me do. And I just didn't give it the energy. I was just like, once I walked in and I couldn't feel my feet, I was like, well.
Yeah, you went like right under it. Like, you, like, I was, because you were in front of me, and you just went bloop, and you were done.
Because I'm like, if I, the more I stand here, the colder I'm going to get, and the more I'm going to psych myself up. And I was just like, nobody's died from rolling under this water. So, yeah, I'm just happy that everyone crossed the finish line safely. Nobody got hurt. And it was just nice to see, like, everybody, like, push to the next level.
How your hands feel?
My fingertips are burning. Yeah. Because of the rope. I was just like, that damn rope. I have to say, going into it, like, that was my biggest, like, worry, the rope climb, because I was just like, this sucks, but...
So, like, talk about that rope climb, because it, you didn't, you weren't going to walk away from it.
Yeah, so, like, the thing is, I just wanted to find every possible way, whereas, like, Olympus, I only had one chance, so, like, if I had another chance, like, if they gave me another chance, obviously, I would have went back and tried to do it again, but... You know, I was just like, okay, this takes a different skill level that I don't have at this moment for me personally. I was like, you know, I'm so logical that I think it kind of becomes a barrier. I was like, the rope climb was interesting because I saw Sam struggling and I was like, I stopped thinking about me and I was like, come on, Sam, like, you can do this. And then you tried to show me your way and then Martin tried to show me his way. And then there was a guy who had come up to me and said something like, you know, it's because of you, Sean T, that I'm here. Like, you know, basically he uses my workouts to train. And so I was like, and he was trying to show me his way. But, you know, I'm just being honest. Like, I talk about in my book, one of the superpowers is being creative. And I was like, well, that's the way they gonna do it. I was like, there's gotta be another, there has to be another way that I can get up this rope. And I literally went in my head and I was like, well, Soul made me get these shoes because they can grip. And I was like, if they can grip and make me not slip and wet on a wet surface, I gotta be able to grip this rope. And I'm telling you, it was like way easier than anything anybody was showing me.
Right.
And I was just happy that I was creative. I was just like, I just have to be creative. And that's truly one of my biggest strengths is how creative I am. So it worked today.
Talk about the selfishness thing that you were telling the guys from NBC. I thought that was pretty interesting. You had that moment.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, it really, while you're going through the race, and you start to encounter, like these things that you're struggling with. And then you ask yourself, why am I struggling with this? You know, I could do this before. Like, I don't feel like I would have messed up on this before. And then you realize when it comes to training, like, at one point in your life, you could be training really hard. And then the next point in your life, you're not training as hard as you can because you're giving your energy to so many other things. And for me, I mean, it's not bad, but I give a lot of energy to the kids and mental stress, mental energy. And, you know, with Scott, we try to, like, really work through, like, a lot of mental stuff. And it's constant work. And doing that, like, I didn't, you know, I caught the flu. Like, when we did Asylum for the first time, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do Asylum for the next 25 days. I can get ready for it or whatever. And then it kind of, like, gets pushed to the wayside because you give something, other things, energy. And it just reinforced that you have to give yourself that selfish moment every single day. Especially when you're training for something or when you want to accomplish a goal. And if, like, you know, I mean, it's fine today, but I think about, had I given myself that selfish moment, you know, I would have been happier today when I, you know, didn't get through a certain obstacle. But, I mean, you know, it's fine. You monitor, you adjust, and I'll do it again.
Sean Tease, Trust and Believe. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, most of the time in the beginning of the year, people are purely focused on fitness. They're focused on losing weight, but I'm not, because I know you already have that. I know you know what to do. What I'm focused on is what's happening in your mind and how your mind is going to create the powers that you need to actually sustain the results that you have, not just in your body, but in your life as a whole. So if you have New Year's resolutions that involve weight loss or getting a better job or spending money the right way and saving it, or maybe you just want to make your relationship better, Sean T. Transforms America Tour is coming to a city near you. It is an interactive experience like no other event that you have ever been to that's going to push you outside of your comfort zone so that you really can live your best life. It'll start with you interacting with yourself, interacting with other people, and eventually I'm going to challenge and charge you to push yourself so hard that transformation becomes sustainable. So join me on the Sean T. Transforms America Tour, where we are going to laugh, cry, and we're going to celebrate how we can make it, not just to the end, but we can sustain results forever. Go to SeanTTransformsAmerica.com for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can take it. You can make it. Dig deeper. Come on, y'all. Trust and believe with Sean T.
So the truth bomb for today would be, if your body says quit and your brain says go, you'll go every time. Like, you'll go every time. It's not about, at that point, it's not about really success in, you know, a skill that you don't have, but, you know, you just keep going and you do your 30 burpees. And you get up, and you just keep going. And then you cross the finish line, and you're like, let me just go 10 more meters.
What was that last 70 meters like?
Yeah, I loved it. So, the last 70 meters was dope. Like, when I realized we had, like, a mile to go, and we actually had 0.9 miles to go, it was amazing. Because I was like, there's nothing else that I'm not going to be able to do, really. And, you know, it was two obstacles that I wasn't successful at, but it wasn't because, you know, I couldn't do them. I didn't know how to do it. But the last 70 meters, man, like, when you see the finish line, it's like, you either got to go really hard or you got to give up. And so I chose to go really hard.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of all of you guys, too. I could not do this podcast on my own, so I would love to thank Todd Midget at NC Fit Club for producing such an amazing podcast and being able to really put the message out there for you guys. Another huge shout out to Michael McBride and his team of Kenesha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd for the new Trust and Believe theme song. You guys really did an amazing job and really put forth the effort of helping people trust and believe. And last but not least, I would love to give a huge shout out to Coffee Anderson, because your truth bombs would not be as impactful if he didn't give you that theme song as the intro. Last but not least, me. I thank you. I am your biggest fan, and I hope you come back every week ready to trust and believe with an open mind so that we together can live our best lives and believe in who we are. You can find Michael McBride at The Real McBride on Instagram, and you can find Todd Midget at NC Fit Club if you want some music or video editing. Continue to trust and believe in who you are.